Call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for December 18, 2017 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Mr. Hanam is excused, absent, he had a medical procedure today.
Mrs. Hausman?
Here.
Mr. Lutke?
Here.
Mr. Mishka?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
So six members of council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I welcome all of you to our city council meeting tonight. If we get to a particular item on the agenda that you're interested in, please let me know by raising your hand and I'll recognize you at the proper time. And at this time, I invite you to join us for our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mrs. Westphal.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving on to additions to the agenda, I would like to add as the last agenda item, whatever that might be, a thank you to Councilmember Jason Mishka for his service to the city of Sylvania. So whatever that last number turns out to be, that's what it'll be, Jason. I have no other additional items. Mrs. Westphal?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to add an appointment to the DSA to the agenda.
Would you like that near the front? We can do it. Why don't we do it as 5A?
Okay.
Is there something else? Additions from members of council. Mr. Lutke?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. We have two appointments, one to the Sageyard Board and two to the Board of Zoning Appeals. Those would normally be part of the Community Relations Committee meeting, since we have some recommendations from the committee, but two of the individuals being appointed are here tonight, so it would be nice if we could move those up a little closer.
Let's make those 5B and 5C then.
Thank you.
You can do the Sageyard appointments as 5B and the Board of Zoning Appeal appointments as 5C.
Thank you.
Would you like, you can actually make your committee report ahead of 5B.
Yeah, we'll wrap
that up.
We'll
move that up to 5B, and we'll just move the others down one more space, make those C and D. Got that, Sharon? Agenda item 12A moves up to 5B, Sageyard appointment is 5C, and BZA appointments are 5D. Okay. Other items from members of City Council? Hearing none, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, if there's no further additions, can we have a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So
moved. Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And the agenda for this evening is approved as amended. Moving on to agenda item 4, that's approval of our last meeting minutes from December 4th. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the December 4th, 2017 meeting minutes for Sylvania City Council as submitted.
Second.
And moved and seconded to approve the December 4th, 2017 minutes as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved as submitted. Moving on to agenda item 5. We are pleased to welcome to our council chambers tonight Danny Fuller and Ray Betts. Come on up. They are the designers of our second calendar, our second Sylvania community calendar. I thought they put an awful lot of good ideas into last year's, and they've made it even better this year. Bill, would you like to make a few introductory comments before we let them walk us through this calendar?
Sure. Thank you, Mayor. And again, as you said, it's the second calendar, and Danny and Ray were came and met with the committee that oversaw this the calendar again, and I think that was very helpful. We had some good with our staff, and we had some meetings about how to put the recycling and the waste schedules into the calendar, and so we've made some improvements from last year. But I think the interesting part is the design, and I think you touched on that in earlier meetings. Maybe talk a little bit about that right now.
We decided we would go with that theme this year, but we didn't want to be too obvious in our
there's something a little bit interesting and unique on each page, and that's kind of the flow that we were going with. So if we had a lot of fun with each month and come up with a unique way of either incorporating an important tree that's in Savannah or adding a tree element that's...
I know that Sharon stacks them in her convertible. Do you really stack them that high, Sharon?
Pretty much. So there's just different elements. If you look at the very first page, one of our local artists, Larry Bola, who was actually working on that watercolor during a watercolor class through the Center Gallery. Just so happened that they were doing special trees. So that actual image carries over into January, and you can actually see someone painting that tree on the screen. So yeah, I think each page kind of describes or shares a little bit and adds a little bit to it. Hopefully those who are seeing it at home will kind of pick up on that. I think the other thing that we thought was kind of important is just making it a beautiful calendar. A lot of people get ads and all sorts of things in the mail and schedules, and they get tossed. And this is a great way to display your city, and I think people will enjoy the images and actually want to hang them up. And then what ends up happening is, like, we'll be reminded of all the great events that are going on. So that was very nice.
It looks really great. I want to recognize two of our sponsors that are here tonight, representing both Republic Services and Metamora State Bank. And Republic, this is your second time around on this. We appreciate that. And Metamora State Bank, thank you for stepping up and filling out that fourth sponsor. We very much appreciate the bank sponsorship. We do have your headquarters right here in the city of Sylvania, out at the Western Edge. At Centennial and Erie. Two other sponsors not represented here tonight are ProMedica and Dave White Chevrolet that are also repeat sponsors. Now, sponsorship has allowed the city to actually save money. We used to send out a newsletter. We used to go out 4 times a year, and then it's down to 2 times a year. And it was costing the city money to do that. We brought back this idea from Central Ohio for a calendar. And because of the sponsorships, it's now less expensive for the city to put out this beautiful calendar, which I get many compliments for. I did last year, and I've already gotten some on this year, because these were mailed out. These are in many of our residents' hands already. And people just love this calendar, and you do a beautiful job. So thank you for your efforts. Any comments or questions for the ladies?
Kudos. I think that simply is a fabulous calendar, and I love that you've got everything on it that you can think of. I just picked up our regular family calendar to make sure I had the critical dates on it, and then I thought, why am I doing that? I should just hang this. So it's now hanging in our kitchen, and thank you very much. Beautifully done.
Quick question. Maybe it's for Bill. Is this the point where we decide to do it next year? Or do we wait and decide later?
Well, I can tell you the budget you already passed had a calendar in it.
but having these guys do it, so like as they can, I mean, especially if there's winter pictures,
yeah,
so they can start thinking ahead.
We can probably have some conversation in the community relations committee just as sort of a jump start for that. We can schedule a date in January.
All right, thank you.
Mayor, just add that they've been mailed, and as you said, I think people are getting them now at home. We'll have extra copies that we'll get out around town in different locations, and it'll also be on our website.
How many calendars did you print, Bill?
7,000,
which is 1,000 more than how many addresses we probably have. So we've got a lot to spare. They're out there. They don't do any good a year from now, so we need to get them out.
We'll get them out.
All right. Thank you for coming in, and thank you for your efforts. And thank you to the sponsors.
I'm going to coordinate a picture.
Okay, very good. Okay. This is the legislation for the appointments. So I'll wait until they're in everybody's hands, and then we'll get them on here. you have the legislation coming around for the appointments that were added. The one on top, Resolution 13-2017, that is Agenda Item 5C. And Resolution 14 and 15 are both 5D. All right, let's move on with our agenda. We are at added agenda items 5A, Mrs. Westfall, appointment to the DSA.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As you know, we approved in the 2018 budget some funding for the DSA with a three-year tiered structure, and a part of that agreement to the funding was an appointment of a city's council member to serve on the DSA. So with that, I'd like to move the appointment of Councilman Mark Fry to a two-year term as the Sylvania City Council representative to the DSA.
Second. Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Mr. Fry, thank you for accepting that assignment. Are you aware of what their meeting schedule is?
I actually spoke with Mrs. Westfall earlier this afternoon, and the meeting dates and times seem to fit my schedule based on my recollection, so I don't think there'll be any issue in adjusting whatever I need to in order to be
very good. Those are morning meetings, as I recall.
8:30, that's...
Yep. That may not be morning for you, but it is for a lot of people.
It is, but not by much.
All right. Thank you. So let's take a vote on this. It's been moved and seconded to appoint Mark Fry as our City Council's representative to the DSA. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We do have added agenda items 5B, which is a report from the Employee and Community Relations Committee. Mr.
Yes,
Lutke.
Mr. Mayor. The Employee and Community Relations Committee met on December 13th to review candidates and applicants for all of these seats. We agreed that a formal process that allowed each of the candidates to come in and conduct an interview, engage in an interview with members of the committee was appropriate, and that was followed by some discussion and a vote by the committee individually on the members. We actually, this is the first time in a while that we've solicited interest from the community for individuals serving on these committees. We felt that even though legislation to require that was still on the table here at council, that we wanted to reflect the intent of that legislation, which is to encourage new individuals to step up for some of these committees. With that said, we had four individuals apply for two seats on the BZA, and three individuals apply for one seat rather on SAGEARD. And so we went through the process and came to this final decision and recommendation to City Council for these seats. So I have legislation for each of these three. Do you need me to make the recommendation and then have a motion separately, Mr. Mayor? How do we want to handle that?
Because we have separate legislation for each one of them, I think you have to, you could just go ahead and read the three.
Yeah, okay. So for SAGEARD, this is an appointment that is a three-year term. It's important for me to say before I read this that this individual will be taking a seat that was very effectively handled for the last several terms by Bruce Groves, individual who has a broad community experience, works at the University of Toledo, and has served as well on SAGEARD. But the committee, I think it's fair to say, had sort of a youth movement going this particular round. And so we've recommending the City Council the appointment of Greg Feller to the Board of Trustees of SAGEARD. So that said, I'd like to introduce Resolution Number 13-2017. Copies have been made available earlier to members of City Council. And therefore, I'll read by title only, appointing Greg Feller to the Board of Trustees of Sylvania Area Joint Recreation District, or SAJARD, for a three-year term to expire on December 31st, 2020, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Resolution Number 13-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Okay, Greg is here tonight, and he's chosen not to speak to council, but I think it'd be nice if he stood up and we could all kind of get a sense of our new SAJARD member.
Greg is a local engineer. He's got a couple of young kids in the schools and in the rec district program, so you're a fine choice.
Thank you, Greg. And separately, we made two appointments to...
You need to have the final vote.
Oh, I'm sorry, sure. Move final action on Resolution 13-2017. Thank you.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 13-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 13-2017 passes, and congratulations, Greg.
Thank you.
I'm sure you do a wonderful job representing the citizens of Sylvania on the SAJARD board. Thanks for being here tonight.
Now on to the Board of Zoning Appeals. Council, the committee has recommended the appointment of Marcus Hansen to the Board of Zoning Appeals, and therefore I'd like to introduce Resolution Number 15-2017. Copies have been made available previously to members of council, so I'll read by title only, appointing Marcus Hansen to the Zoning Board of Appeals, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that Resolution Number 15-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Hansen, I've not met you. Could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Sure.
Mr. Hansen said he didn't need to say anything either, but I think he'll get to learn that the mayor gets to trump that.
I'm sitting in the chair. I can do that. That sounds perfect. How old are your kids?
11 and 14.
They participate in the sports programs?
They're both at Toledo Ballet.
Well, that's all right. And from a zoning standpoint, do you have experience on zoning issues?
I had some experience in a hearing in front of the city for a member.
That's fine.
But not any formal experience.
That's all right. The city brings the expertise you need. Yours is to decide for the public what is right and what is wrong. So that should be just fine. We appreciate your willingness to step up and serve.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And Mr. Mayor, before we go to final passage, I would again like to recognize the service of Mark Clark, who has served on the BZA very diligently and effectively for several terms as well. He will be stepping down, but we certainly appreciate his service. That said, I'd like to move final passage of Resolution Number 15-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 15-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 15-2017 is approved. And congratulations, Mr. Hansen. Look forward to your service in the city of Sylvania.
And finally, we have a second appointment to the Zoning Board of Appeals, and that is Carol Lynn Huber, an individual known well to all of us in that not only does she serve on the Board of Zoning Appeals, but she also is a frequent visitor to City Council, sort of keeps an eye on us for the community. Carol has another commitment tonight. She can't attend the council meeting, but she sends her appreciation. So that said, I'd like to introduce Resolution Number 14-2017. Copies previously been made available to council members, therefore I'll read by title only, reappointing Carol Lynn Huber to the Zoning Board of Appeals, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
We move that Resolution Number 14-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of resolution number 14, 2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 14, 2017, as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Mrs. Lynn Huber is reappointed to the Zoning Board of Appeals. Thank you for your efforts, Mark, and the rest of City Council to line up these good people. With that, let's get back on our regular agenda. We're up to agenda item 6. We have in front of you an annual ordinance. This is ordinance 87-2017, and this is to make adjustments to account allocations within the fund balance. We do this every year to balance out accounts here at the end of the year. Toby can reinforce this, but we are not changing the bottom line of the budget. We are just adjusting within the budget to get right on the proper numbers. Mr. Schroyer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You will notice that within the operating fund, you'll see some adjustments being made within the operating fund and some of the other funds, but the main important part is the budget that you guys passed back in December of last year, we stayed within that budget for operations and for the capital projects. So we recommend that this is an annual ordinance that we put together, and if there are any questions, we recommend a passage tonight.
This is pretty normal in the city of Sylvania. We are making adjustments at the end, but we did not overrun our general fund budget. We're right where we should be. We are poised and ready to go into the next year. And I know that the clerk is looking forward to having this passed so she can enter the finer numbers in for this year's budget and get going on next year. So, Mrs. Westfall, I would appreciate you introducing ordinance 87-2017.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 87-2017. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. To make certain adjustments to account allocations within the fund appropriations for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2017, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that ordinance number 87-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 87-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 87-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 87-2017 is approved. Thank you. Moving on to agenda item 7. This has to do with awarding some contracts, a contract for bids received for improvements on city streets. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We received bids for work to be done at the intersection of River Crossing and Haroon Road, improving that intersection, and the access into what's currently the chiropractor site. And then also we grouped a resurfacing project for Headingham and Tantalon Circle with that project. The low bid was submitted by Gherkin Paving out of Napoleon, Ohio. They had a bid of $151,748.25. That was almost 10% underneath the engineer's estimate. And Gherkin does much of the paving in the area. I'm sure you've seen their trucks and everything with the orange barrel season throughout the years. And we would recommend approval of the contract to Gherkin Paving.
And what is the schedule to complete this work?
This work will probably be done right after the work on River Crossings and Haroon will start late winter. And then they plan on doing the work as soon as the paving work, as soon as the plant's open. So they'll start the construction that doesn't involve asphalt just at the end of winter. That way, when that work is done, the plants will be opened up and they can do the asphalt paving.
There's new concrete curbing going in to straighten out that intersection.
Yes.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Aller? Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 88-2017. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Accepting the bid of Gherkin Paving Incorporated and awarding the contract for the River Crossing Improvements and Headingham and Tantalon Circle Resurfacing Project the same. authorizing the expenditure for the improvements in the amount of $151,748.25, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 88-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 88-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 88-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 88-2017 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 8. We have talked for several years to get our own salt conveyor to allow with the stacking of salt in our salt storage facility, both the one on River Crossings, but particularly the big one out Erie Street. Mr. Aller has put together a package to do that. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, the old practice has been to use a front-end loader and push the material up as high and just keep going. If none of you have ever seen that practice, it's not the first time I saw it. It wasn't one that I wanted to see again. So that's not a safe practice. The trucks that deliver the equipment can be equipped with equipment that basically throws the salt up high. They're basically paddles that spin very rapidly. The problem with that is it beats the material. It pulverizes it, and it turns it into a material that's not as easy to handle for spreading operations when you actually need it. That equipment also, it just throws it. It breaks lights. It stacks it on top of your rafters instead of on top of your salt pile and everything else. So that's not a real prudent way, and there's always a charge for that. So we've been looking at salt conveyor systems. We reached out to other area entities to see if they would be interested in kind of partnering with us in the purchase for one, because obviously salt conveyor is something that you use for, you know, less than a week likely each year. So if we could share it amongst several of us and just transport it around if it was a portable system. We do believe that Monclova Township plans to partner with us. Their board of trustees actually they're meeting right now the same time we are, but their administration plans on taking it to their board for approval to partner with us, so we do think that we'll have a partner. Regardless, I believe this is the way that we need to proceed with the salt system and would recommend the purchase of the conveyor. Even if we were to use the equipment on the trucks, if Monclova Township comes in and participates with us, it'll be a five-year payback. If they decide not to participate, it would be about a nine-year payback. And this conveyor system should last for 15, 20 years. So I would still recommend moving forward whether they decide to partner with us or not. So I would ask for permission to advertise for the purchase of a portable salt conveyor, not a sale conveyor, portable salt conveyor, and move forward with advertising.
Kevin, a few questions on that. When you said payback, how did you determine the payback itself?
I took a look at our average salt use, salt purchase for the past 5 years, and last year the charge to use their stacking equipment to have that on the trucks was $5.75 per ton, and that it's actually skyrocketing. I can easily remember a few years back where it was about $4 a ton.
Okay.
And so I took that $5.75, multiplied times our normal use, and with what we've been getting, that's how I came up with the payback.
So it could be less if we have a few harsh winters, or it could be a little more if we have a few milder winters.
Right.
And in regards to the participation with the township, assuming they would want to move forward, is this a joint ownership thing, or is the city going to own it and rent it to Monclova Township? How is that mechanically going to work?
It would be, as far as ownership, it would be the city's, and that we're working on a shared use agreement, much like we have with the county when we do, like, road project where we both put money into it. We're working on a shared use agreement to handle that. How does it get transported? How are repairs handled? Things like that nature.
And I know that we have participated in the past from time to time, or consistently, and then sometimes we buy outside the typical ODOT contract for salt, if I recall. Do we know if the township participates, and is that a logistical challenge since it takes a little while to convey the salt up to where we need it to be?
No, regardless of what system we participate in, the only thing that we'll have to coordinate is when we actually take delivery of the salt. And we have some control over that with
okay.
our suppliers. So we just we have a window of November 1 to March 31 that we have to get our salt. So we can hit any week in there, and then Monclova Township would have the same scheduling.
So with that, it's possible that we could get more than just Monclova Township that ultimately may want to use this machinery.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Have we checked? Excuse me.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Have we checked with other townships, particularly Sylvania Township?
Yes. Yes. I contacted all of the western townships. In Lucas County, and also a couple of the other cities that I thought might be interested, as well as Lucas County. Lucas County is looking at doing something. They're actually looking at kind of partnering with ODOT on some storage issues. So they're looking at going a different route. I think at some point some of the other entities will ultimately come in, but they just didn't want to pull the trigger right now.
Mr. Adler, a couple questions. The first is, what's our supply like after the last couple of years? I thought we were stocking up a little bit so that we would have some in case the market changed. And that was the second question, is what's the market forecasting for the raw material? And then, are we going to have a good year with snowfall? Or?
What's your prediction?
It didn't come as early as it did last year, but it doesn't mean that it won't come heavier, so I don't know. As far as pricing, this winter will have a big impact on that. It's been, you know, the last two winters have been pretty light as far as snowfall and salt use. So that's been favorable to us being able to, as you indicated, get that stockpile increased. But if we have a heavy winter this year, you know, we'll probably go light on the salt purchase. As long as we've got enough in storage, because if it's a heavy winter, anticipate the price to climb next year. So we'll probably try to go as light as we can, but still make sure that we've got enough product, and then wait for that slow winter again, and then try to kick the purchase up that year. So it's a guessing game in the salt market.
I remember you said before that we were sourcing it, well, our suppliers getting it from overseas too, because there was a rush on it a year or so back.
They were bringing salt in from Portugal, or maybe it was Morocco. I thought it was Portugal, but it was very expensive at that time. We do have the expanded salt storage facility out there near the forestry building. It's not full, and that really is not a safe situation to be using the front-end loaders to try and get it in it. At the old salt kiosk down here on River Crossings and Haroon, the reach is a little bit different, but that one you're driving up on top of the salt pile to do it. I think that's what you're referring to as being unsafe. This is, number one, a safety issue, but two, we do pay it back. So I think we're in a good spot.
Yeah, the local entity actually, they had a loader roll over on them and roll down the pile. The operator was lucky, did not get hurt, but I don't want that to happen to our guys.
I was in the service building this morning, and the guys had time to get the trucks all loaded. They were all cleaned up, all loaded, and ready to go for the next storm. Doesn't look like we're going to have it for the next 6 or 7 days, but the trucks are loaded and ready to roll again. So with that, I'm looking for a motion authorizing the clerk to advertise for bids for a salt conveyor. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to make a motion to authorize the clerk to seek proposals and bids for a salt conveyor system.
Second.
Moved and seconded, authorizing the clerk to proceed with advertising for bids. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. Moving on to agenda item nine. This is a issue that's been brought forward to me to do an update of our engineering model of our water distribution system. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In 2000, Jones and Henry Engineers put the initial model together for the city of Sylvania, water model together. And basically what this is a computer program, and there's some calibrating that needs to be done to it. They'll check some of the hydrant flows at different points throughout the city. And from that model, it basically tells you how your system is operating, where you might have low pressures, where you might have undersized lines, things of that nature. And it'll take a look at if you think you're going to have growth in certain areas of the city, how is that growth going to impact the system. When we constructed the elevated tank, it was talked about at that time to update the model to see how that tank would affected the system. And we just kind of, we wanted to wait a couple of years and wait for everything to settle in, if you will, and see if anything happens within the city that might affect some of the flow patterns that were taking place. So we're at that point now. We'd like to move forward with the update of the model. If we ultimately decide to do something different in regards to our water supply, this model will be invaluable on getting that system set up and knowing how to and where to bring water into the city. It's something that we should do, I think. Our intent would be, because we weren't involved in that initial setup, and if you can imagine the year 2000, how different things are today. Once we get this model completed by a consultant, then we will be able to keep that model updated in-house from that point on. So we do it this time, and we'll be able to keep that in-house from here on out. I did, in way back when in another life with a consultant, I did several of these models. So keeping them updated isn't the issue. It's just the time commitment to get it set up. We just unfortunately don't have that. So once we're done with this, then we should be able to keep everything done within ourselves. So I would ask for permission to forward a contract to Jones and Henry Engineers. They have proposed a not to exceed fee of $20,000. I think we'll be quite a bit under that because they've put some value-added services in there with caveats that if the city can provide those services, obviously it saves us on that fee, and it's our full intent as we go through there to provide those services. So, we just wanted to do the not to exceed fee and get the study completed.
Is this a regulatory requirement?
It is part. It will come into play on the regulations. It's not with Senate Bill 2, which was the budget bill. Ohio EPA now requires an asset management plan to be put together for water systems. And right now, having a water model is not a requirement of that asset management plan. But I think at some point it's probably going to be part of that plan, a required part. Frankly, it does tell you a lot about your system. It will tell you, I mean, if a system has a valve closed that they're unaware of, this model will point that out. I found valves that were closed for systems that they didn't. You tell them, hey, you got a valve that Monroe Street closed, and they said, no, there's no way. And they call back and like, oh yeah, they find it. So that's how effective these models are. So it's been 17 years. We have added the tank. We've done several improvements as a result of that 2000 study, increased some the size of some of our water mains, closed up some loops, lines that were dead ends. We've looped those back in. So they are an effective tool, and it'll be something worth moving forward with, I believe.
And Kevin, what's the deliverable that they get back? Is it a report, or is it software, or is it go into your GIS system, or what is it that you actually could use to update it later?
We'll get a report that'll give us a summary of some areas that the model's saying that we might, our system might be a little weak, or we should check, or something like that. But we'll also get the program that we'll be able to put right into our GIS system. Right, okay. And then, let's say 2 years from now, we replace a water main, we'll be able to put that line replacement into the system and show that we have a brand new pipe instead of a 50-year-old pipe, which affects your flow characteristics. So we'll be able to maintain that.
Speaking of 50-year-old pipes, we did have a couple of breaks over the weekend. We had our crews out Sunday repairing one. The one that was most visible was the one along Erie Street near Highland School. They were out. That's not a job I'd like to do, is go out in the cold, in the mud, climb down into it and try to fix those pipes, but we had them out twice yesterday. And they reported for work on time this morning. But that's a dirty job. So Jason, would you give us a motion? We have ordinance 89-2017.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 89-2017. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Jones and Henry Engineers to provide engineering services for the City of Sylvania's water distribution model, appropriating funds, therefore, in an amount not to exceed $20,000, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 89-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Yes, I move final passage of ordinance number 89-2017.
Yes. Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 89-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 89-2017 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 10, this is ordered legislation. It was discussed in committee to raise our water rates for 2018. Jason, I don't know if you want to discuss this one or you'd like Mr. Aller to do it.
Mr. Aller, go ahead. I think we discussed this in the committee meeting, but if you want to give a summary, that'd be great.
Yes, the water rates, if you remember the study that we had in 2015, it recommended increases both last year and this year to our water rates to basically prepare if we do decide to move the path of obtaining our own water system, be able to have the reserves necessary to start moving forward with engineering, planning, and things of that nature, obtaining some bond funding and things like that. We made the increase last year. This is this year's increase. It also includes City of Toledo is increasing their water rates to the community, well, everybody, by 4.5%. So that increased cost is absorbed within this increase. And should we decide to, at the regional water agency authority becomes a reality, then we can take a look. We're going to have some transition costs, things associated with that process as well. So we'll be able to take a look at, using these increases to be able to cover some of those costs. And if we need to offset that and get the rates back down, since we're not building our own new plant, if you will, then we'll make that adjustment later. But we have to be prepared in order to take that step if necessary. So I would recommend request approval of the water rate increase for 2018.
A question, Mr. Mayor, for Mr. Aller.
Mr. Lukey.
I recall in the committee meeting we talked about the fact that this will make Sylvania's rates for water relatively higher than some of our peer communities, but that our sewage rates, which are not affected here, correct, are among the lowest, and so we're, I want to get my talking points right for community, people who might be calling me from the community. So help me understand where this puts us in the broad regional areas as far as water and sewer rates combined.
This will put, you have it correct, this will put us on the high side of water rates for communities in our area. We won't be the highest, but we'll be very close. However, on the sewer side, as you indicated, we are the lowest, and really the lowest by a pretty good margin. So if you combine the water and sewer rates and into what your monthly bill would be for water and sewer service, we're right in the middle of the pack. So we're not low for the area, but we're not high for the area. So it's unfortunate, if you will, on the water side, but you know, Toledo's increases have hit us pretty good in the last 3 or 4 years, and so we've got to adjust for that. And then if we do have to take that step and start pursuing our own system, there will be some heavy upfront cost to get that process started.
Thank you.
Hearing no further questions, Mr. Mishka, you have ordinance 90-2017.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 90-2017. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Amending the codified ordinances of Sylvania 1979 as amended by increasing water service charges per 1,000 gallons from $9.71 to $11.65 for city users, and from $12.14 and, wait a minute, I messed that up, $12.14, am I reading that?
$14.00, yep.
And $14.57 for non-city users commencing January 25th, 2018, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 90-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Yes, I move final passage of ordinance number 90-2017.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 90-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 90-2017 is approved. I can report to City Council there's another Regional Water Committee meeting Wednesday afternoon. We've had very good indications from Mayor-elect Wade Capsicavage that he intends to champion this bill through Toledo, but there are no assurances of that. It takes a vote of their City Council to do it, and you'll have a chance to review it here also. We talked about it at the committee meeting. There's a ways to go on this, and to continue the stance that we are prepared to go a separate way will help Toledo see that they need to cooperate regionally rather than stand pat and think that things aren't going to change. So thank you for the increase. Hopefully we won't need to do a lot more in the future. Okay, moving on to agenda item 11. We had a liquor permit come through. This is not a new liquor permit. This is a change of ownership. If you look at it, you can see that one of the partners has been taken off. This is at the Sod Buster. It's going from two partners into just one. That's all there is to it. Chief, you have any report on this?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As always, the police department has conducted a review and a records check of the business and the party involved. And having no concerns or objections, the police department recommends the council no need to make a request for a hearing at this time.
Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that no hearing be requested for the liquor permit ownership change for D1, D2, D3, D3A, D6 permit from S&S Restaurants, LLC, doing business as the Sod Buster at 5758 North Main Street, Units 5 and 6, Sylvania, Ohio, 43560.
Second.
It's Moved and seconded not to request a local hearing for this change of ownership. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to agenda item 12, we already took care of the Employee and Community Relations Committee report. Are there any other committee reports to be made at this time or committee meetings to schedule? Or any agenda item 13, any committee referrals? Before going on to final agenda item 14, I'd like you to flip over your agendas. You do have the report through November from the Division of Taxation. Again, you can see that our tax receipts are down from this year to last year through 11 months by 1.56%. But that some of that is due to a recording change of timing for when tax payments come in. If you go down to the bottom, you can see that if we take the last 2 years, we are still 10% ahead. Now, that is coming down a little bit. We have lost ProMedica jobs down out of the old Capitol, the original Capitol Bank building down at Whiteford and Monroe. We need to see how that is going to pan out early in 2018. We do have First Federal Bank opening there. They're having a ribbon cutting on January 18th. That'll reoccupy some of that space. Bill, do we have any updates or ideas about the old Sparagowski building that says ProMedica on it?
ProMedica is going to maintain that site, and as to what the final census of how many jobs, I think they're still working on that, but I think there's been a pretty steady number that are still there.
Good. That's good news. All right. Moving on to agenda item 14. This is my thank you to Jason Miska for serving our city. He came out of nowhere, really, to be appointed to the city council, was elected to that position 2 years ago. You have done admirable work for us. You bring a lot of know-how and skills to this job, and I'm really sorry to see you go.
Thank you, Mayor.
We hope you'll stay involved in the city of Sylvania in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Important to say that Jason's family is here tonight, and they would probably dispute the fact that he came out of nowhere.
Politically, that's what I meant, politically. His credentials were so strong that he came to the top of the list.
That's what I thought you meant to say.
With that, we are at the end of our agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned for 2017. Our next meeting will be on Wednesday, January the 3rd, 2018, starting with an organizational meeting at 7 p.m. and our regular meeting at 7:30 p.m. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all.